I want to be talking to you like that from the beyond. I can't, I don't want to be dead, but I wish I was a ghost on the wall when you're listening to me when I'm dead. How liberating. Then you'd be absolutely convinced I don't have an agenda. Well, that's not necessarily, I guess you could propagandize from the past. But I wouldn't get anything out of it. What do I have to win? Well, you might think that you come back and be able to reap the reward of the manipulation of the world that you have carried out during one of your lifetimes. No, not much. I don't really think that way. I have thought, though, that if the universe is... Some people think... I won't go into the details, and I'll let my science math friends explain it. But there are some people that think that time's going to move the other way, that time is reversible, because some things don't depend on the direction of time, physics-wise. So you're like, well, could it go either way? Maybe it's going to go the other way. Maybe it's an oscillating, breathing thing where the time moves one way, then it moves back again. So you're thinking, could I, like that Martin Amis album book or something, live my life backwards then? And I thought, well, yeah, but that's weird, right? You know, coming into, crawling out of the ground, an old man, and then going back into your... And I was thinking, what if you live your life backwards, but it's essentially looks the same? It's just how it is backwards. So it's like the attitude you left with is the one you come back in with. Oh, that could be nightmarish. Wouldn't it be crazy? So you are reincarnated, but as yourself. And the emotional events of your life are backwards. I don't know. I'm just, I'm not even spitballing. I'm spitting. There's no ball. I'm just spitting on my hand and then showing it to you and saying, look at the spit on my hand. And you go, that, you know, pardon the pun, is a real curveball. I don't know what to make of that. But I'll tell you what I've done. I've done something now psychologically. Snapped you out of your expectations. That's what we do when we do surprise. That's why people laugh when they're surprised, as well as laugh when something is funny or clever, as well as laugh when they're uncomfortable or confused. If you ever go into a stand-up show, you know, I sit there and I count what kind of laughs they are. Because some people laugh when they're uncomfortable. So you say a joke that maybe it's kind of edgy or something, it's really kind of offensive. There are going to be some people that giggle because they're like, because they suddenly feel like they don't fit in and they need to. You know, there's derisive laughter. There's laughter of acknowledgement. There's surprise. There's all sorts of ways that people laugh. That's why, you know, laughing without knowing context is spooky, right? Are they cackling hyenas that are laughing at someone being tortured, you know? Or are they laughing out of joy? It's hard to know. It's just a sound and facial contortions. Or, I don't know, bless you. I'm here to bless you. I heard that you need one. Enter. Yeah, I'm a head of security. Oh, hey, Lieutenant Forehead. Professor. I don't know why I was thinking professor. Go on. Yeah, I'm just here to give a report about the ship's security. Looking good. All right. So, it's all secure?
Yep.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, nobody's criming or anything.
Is there anything to steal?
We have these machines that meet all your needs.
So, people could steal those?
No, everyone has one.
Right. So anybody could make anything they need. There's no reason to steal.
Yeah, people still do it to be dicks.
I bet that would be true. Because I wonder how much, you know, a lot of times stealing has nothing to do with needs, right? It's just maybe depriving somebody else of something or the excitement of acquiring it or who knows why people thieve. I go to history museums and think that. Why would you take somebody's statue? I guess you wanted it really bad. No one's using this. It is buried in the earth. All right. We should take it to our country. Why do they talk like that? No. But I can't do a British accent. But I would love, oh my goodness, I'm so lucky. I'm lucky that you are listening to anything I say. Because as human beings, you know, it feels so powerless. Oh, we come into this world a helpless baby. And then, I don't know, I feel like we stay one most of the time. Now, granted, for a while, you might get this wonderful, powerful body. And you might look wonderful and strong. And you may be able to pull yourself or push yourself up. But then it begins to decline again and deteriorate. That's the whole thing with the whole damn universe. It's unorganized. It gets itself organized and it just cannot maintain it. And everything falls apart again. And that is the only thing that I know for sure. That is the only real law there. Is that whatever this place we're in doesn't like things to stay together organized for very long. It likes them to fall back in to what we think is disorganized. But is it? Or is it just wonderfully unpredictable? Is it just abstract in its nature? Does it just defy expectations? You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Freeform radio. The radio is on. What? Your radio's on, but keep it on. It's only gonna get better.
Yeah.
They keep space.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed this. I prefer friendliness and just...
Well, you know, it's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
My name is Helen.
My name is Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, it sounds similar, yeah.
Yeah, it's close by.
Yeah. Well, cool. Nice to meet you, Helen.
Nice to meet you.
Have a nice rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony.
Thank you. Take a five way. time to get into the music, and it takes time for the music to get into you. So gather round, children, and let us see what you can do. There'll be no problem next time. The DJ will pump the bass and give you all the hymns for style and grace.
Tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Mm-hmm. Amen. Some folk like Ivory soap. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. While others like Zest soap. Yeah. You can say amen tonight. Right. Some folk like, amen, Camel cigarettes, while other folk like Coos. What's your brand tonight? Some folk like Maxwell House Coffee, while other folk like Sanka Coffee. Oh, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like Beech Nut Chewing Gum, while other folk like Spearmint. Everybody has a brand. What's your brand tonight?
There's a beautiful city, so said the